The ace investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala died this morning at a Mumbai hospital at the age of 62. Mr. Jhunjhunwala was rushed to the Breach Candy Hospital at about 6:45 a.m. where he was declared dead on arrival. His last rites have taken place in Mumbai. The veteran trader cum investor, also known as the Big Bull of Dalal Street, was reported to have a net worth of around $5.5 billion. According to Forbes, he was the promoter of India's newest airline, Akasa Air, which took to the skies last week. Well, joining us now to talk a little bit about Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, his incredible story, Ajay Bagga. You know, Mr. Bagga, to think about a man who started off with 5,000 rupees, which we used on the stock markets, to end up with $5.5 billion in personal wealth, it's not just a miracle, it's obviously of a man who was a genius at the markets. He figured out the stock markets in a way which perhaps nobody else in India did.
Absolutely, Vishnu, and a very sad day for Indian markets. And, you know, if you look at the scale of the achievement, as you mentioned, 5,000 rupees going to 46,000 crore rupees. And you look at the journey of the Indian index from that time, 1985, the BSE Sensex was at 150, and today it is at about 59,000. That's the kind of wealth that was generated in India. That's how our GDP has gone up, our market cap has risen. And Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's story is the story of the Indian dream, the possibilities in India. You know, we have gone through, if you look at 1985 to now, we have had 1991, Rajiv Gandhi assassination. 84, we were coming off Indira Gandhi assassination. Kargil, nuclear run to sanctions on India. All kinds of inflation, all kinds of global issues. Through that, the Indian markets did well. And a super investor like Rakesh Jhunjhunwala outperformed the markets by a substantial margin. I think that points to the genius of the man and also the opportunity of it.
You know, you're talking about opportunity. He decided to take opportunity in one of the toughest sectors in the Indian economy, the aviation sector. Today, Air India condoled his passing. Jet condoled his passing. Others condoled his passing as well. Because despite the incredible competition in that space, and he has a very decent offering in that airline, Akasa of his, he was seen as a real maverick, somebody who had the guts and the courage to invest in sectors, even if it was difficult. It doesn't get tougher than aviation in India.
Absolutely. And, you know, aviation, normally, if you see the value investors, the investors who are very price sensitive, they stay away from a capital intensive, very high cost, very high risk industry like aviation. Normally, if you see across the world, it is very difficult to make money in aviation.
Right.
But the companies that have succeeded are the ones who are well capitalized, which means they bring in enough in terms of equity. They keep their debt levels low. Then you have a model of making money in aviation. And that was the model when Rakesh D mentioned it also at the launch. He said, I have analyzed it. And there is an opportunity in the sheer numbers growth in India. If you look at the number of airports, they have doubled over the last few years.
Right.
Clearly, there is a demand at a price point. If you can fulfill that demand in a profitable manner, which very few companies have been able to.
Sure. Mr. Bagga, it's just an incredible story. And it's such a loss for the markets, for the visionary on the economy in our country, and indeed for his airline as well. I'm out of time. I'd like to thank you very much for just sharing your thoughts on this absolute maverick. Rakesh Jhunjhunwala passed away earlier this morning.